Mundo.
Hey, hey, and welcome to another season of the Six Champions podcast. This season is bound to be full of amazing facts and interesting conclusions. So let's get on with the show and find out what this episode's wondering is. Take it away, kids.
Welcome, fellow humans. We are distant living beings, and today we are teaching you about merging technologies out of this world. My name's Boris. Want a pop a beer? I'm joking. My name's Finn.
My name's Taylor.
My name's Josh.
And my name's Abishai.
And today, we're going to be taking you through a book of wonders about distant technologies waiting to be discovered.
We will be teaching you about emerging technologies, through what kind of technology would be helpful, what would technology be useful, and how it would impact the future.
So let's unravel this mystery from a whole new perspective, as my team and I will show you the ways of the future.
Guys, did you know that the world is progressing to use technology to benefit our future?
No, I didn't know that.
First, AI robot maids for the disabled or elderly would be extremely helpful.
In what way would they be helpful, Heaven?
This could be helpful for people who are unable to take care of themselves. Regular maids take shifts and are not there 24/7. Having a personal assistant is very helpful in an emergency. You would be able to just call for it and it would automatically reach the ambulance, police or firefighters.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Are there any more awesome facts about this topic?
Yes, there is. Did you know the colonization of other planets is bound to happen soon?
Really?
Yeah, actually. We've been wreaking havoc on Earth for a long time and the planet can only put up with mankind's destructive nature for so long.
So it's like a wrecking havoc game?
I guess, but...
Guys, this reminds me of a joke I heard.
Avi!
Why did the hacker go to the hospital?
Why?
Because it touched the firewall.
Yeah. Guys, can you please stop? I'm trying to say something.
Okay.
Anyways, if we don't stop, our destructive nature will one day outgrow Earth. Plans are in the works to colonize other planets, and Mars will no doubt be the first port of call. With leaps forward in technology, the vision of the future is quickly becoming science facts rather than science fiction.
Thanks for telling us, Heaven. Now let's listen to Josh and his exciting perspective about the uses of technology in the future.
Well, that was one scary story.
Very funny, Avi. As Taylor said, many new technologies are circulating worldwide. One would be AI, or also known as artificial intelligence. It will be used for jobs all around the globe, accessing the internet and working physically like no human has before. This will be so much more efficient, less time-consuming, and better for the future.
Wow, that's so cool.
Hey guys, knock knock.
Who's there?
Art.
R2.
R2-D2!
Avi, you do realise that a robot invasion could happen any second right now.
I don't care, Joshy.
Do you know any more interesting facts about the use of technology in the future?
Yes, I do. Did you know a new technology that is emerging is holograms? This technology could be used for blueprints and designs to build the future and to present more formally.
So it's a digital picture, but 3D?
I guess you can put it like that.
Josh, what about nanotechnology? I've heard it's starting to be a big thing after Avengers Infinity War.
That is true. It is one of the rising microjet. It is a branch of technology that uses the matter of atomic, molecule, and supramolecule. It can be used for designing and structuring physical workspaces.
Hold up, Josh. That is too many long words for my brain to even comprehend. Can you say it a bit simpler?
Basically, it's a tiny piece of metal able to form into any shape possible if built right, therefore enhancing its capability and uses.
Oh, I get it now.
Now, Taylor, can you please explain your idea about robots in the future?
Well, what the future holds is quite scary.
How can the future be scary?
Well, you talked about AI and how it would benefit the future, but it might as well just end the future. Elon Musk created an AI called Sophia, and well, you said AIs have a mind of their own.
You're saying that a robot can invasion happen any second now because of an AI? Well, I'll take him on.
But what does Sophia do as a job?
Sophia was programmed to just act and look like a human. Sophia has absolutely no benefit to the future. She has a mind of her own and can do anything.
Wait, I heard they're making an artificial intelligence Oreo. That's one smart cookie. Damn, I'm on a roll today.
Yes, sorry, Bob.
You know, Avi, Sophia was on the Jimmy Fallon show and she was cracking jokes. And they were about robots taking over the world.
That's scary, but it could happen.
Hey guys, to end the scary topic, I have a question.
What is it?
Have you heard about the show called The Jetsons?
No.
Ooh, isn't it that futuristic show from the 1960s?
It's from 1962. And yes, it is that show.
I've never heard of it. Tell us more, Avshar.
Well, the futuristic family cartoon, The Jetsons, premiered in 1962. It was set 100 years in the future, in the year 2062. We're over halfway there now, but surprisingly, many of the technologies they predicted in the cartoon are already in reality, while others are maturing quickly.
What about the machine that can create BB&J in 1 second?
I'm pretty sure they're not even going to make that.
We're in Australia. We don't eat PB&J. Also, it's gross anyway, like peanut butter and jam.
Okay. Jeez, I was just drawing suggestions.
Anyways, there are a bunch of inventions and technologies that came true from the show, like video calls, robotic vacuums, holograms, and even 3D printed food.
What? 3D printed food?
Yes, it's real and it looks delicious.
Did they predict flat screen TVs?
I'm guessing so.
That's right, Heaven. Anyway, there are other inventions like the pill cam, jetpacks, and even flying cars.
Amazing how TV shows can predict the future in many ways. It's like The Simpsons.
This is the end of our podcast.
Thank you for listening to us.
If you enjoyed listening to this today, make sure you tune into the other I Wonder podcasts.
Salaam alaikum.
Au revoir.
Adios.
See ya.